For brands in the digital age, content is the customer experience. That's why industry leaders like KFC, MailChimp, and BMW rely on the Contentful Composable Content Platform to easily create, collaborate, manage, and deliver content across all channels, resulting in meaningful customer experiences and significant business results. Ready to maximize your content's potential? Get started at Contentful.com. Contentful, where content drives business momentum.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, March 6th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. A Microsoft engineer says the tech giant's flagship artificial intelligence image tool can generate sexual and violent images. In letters to Microsoft and the Federal Trade Commission posted on his LinkedIn profile, AI engineer Shane Jones warned that the Copilot Designer tool has security vulnerabilities and flaws that allow users to create harmful images. He also said he urged Microsoft to remove the tool from public access for the time being. Jones declined to comment further. Microsoft said it is committed to addressing employees' concerns. The U.S. Justice Department has accused a former Google employee of stealing trade secrets around AI to boost China's stake in the booming industry. Prosecutors say Linwei Ding, who is a Chinese national, sent confidential information to his personal account while secretly being involved with Chinese AI companies, and even starting a new company in China while working at the tech giant. Google says the company has strict safeguards to prevent theft of confidential information and trade secrets. And Fortnite developer Epic Games says Apple has terminated its developer account, blocking the company from bringing its game store to iOS devices. The company alleged one of the reasons was its criticism of Apple's plan to comply with a new European Union law designed to allow more competition between tech companies. In a statement, Apple says it has the right to terminate Epic's accounts at any time and said the video game developer has broken its rules in the past. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Thursday's Tech News Briefing podcast.